CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Mama, you never told me how to treat them when they get here. I'm waiting for a signal, and the signal is the Urban Culture Drive takes over the Kalman Show. And like we do it every week, we also got a hit. Another hit interview with you guys. We got Zinger and Studio.
My question is Zinger or Smashes? What question?
It's
and
Zinger.
That's what we're going to get to. As soon as he comes into the studio, I need to know all about the name changes, guys.
Yeah, because Zinger.
Is this Pretoria Central? Because we're going through a whole lot of name changes right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
And I can't keep up.
But it's the new age, right? Everybody's rebranding. Stokey came out,
Stokey
rebranded. Shotgun Flavors coming out. Red Button is also rebranding.
Yeah.
Brandon Liu is also rebranding.
Lesego Mapanga LSG.
Lesego
Mapanga. Craig Fisongoma.
Like,
yes.
It's just.
Look how pronounced it can you.
It's Craig O'Sexy. It's just lit.
I know.
I think I must also come back and call myself RJ.
95.
RJ the Voice.
RJ
okay,
the Voice.
That could work.
Does it ever ring?
How about that could actually set you up for a lifetime. That could get my rent paid.
Yeah.
Run with it, homie.
So you signing me up?
Yeah.
So, guys, like, come on. I just had to change the name and I'm getting signed up.
Gucci.
Dog.
Good vibes. Good
that
vibes.
Easy in the game.
We're literally looking forward to having this guy on studio. He's been a maverick of
And he's
note.
Such a sexy boy.
Like, dude.
I love how the sexy guys are always sitting between myself and Craig O'Sexy.
Yeah.
We're always sandwiched.
Because the sass is just that side.
Yeah.
Us guys behind this thing, we the boring ones. I mean,
yeah, no one's boring.
Yeah. Job. Who's job?
A job.
Come
man.
On. Ramirek, your job. There's no spice there. So that's why the sexiness is this guy. Like, but guys, so we've had how many KZN guys?
Yeah.
You're like, all of them.
Like, ne? And they're fire.
And then there was one from Limbs. That's it.
But they're
but
fire.
Everyone's from KZN.
It's too much sauce. So, Stembiso Semelani.
Stembiso.
Zulu.
Ste.
Zulu.
Agree. Ste is short for Stembiso. Because I know my one Zaddy's name is Stembiso.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He says, just call me Ste.
And in Zulu, so hey.
And in Zulu.
Don't take away the talent. Don't scare them off.
You're leaving with Candace? Me,
Zema, you ready, Chief. They ask,
you're
are you ready?
Me when,
you better be you're... ready. So, who's Tembi? So, Semelani, I have a friend called, surname Semelani. Semelani is actually confused because I don't understand Semelani to be
Isn't it
Swati.
A Tswana?
Swati.
Oh.
Actually, but Stembiso will explain
yeah.
where the
heritage
comes from. So Stembiso Semelani, born Newcastle in the KZN, he's definitely written his story in the history books of the industry.
Absolutely.
In the short time that he's been.
Can I tell you where I saw him for
industry.
The first time, guys?
Where?
Yeah.
He did this music video. So obviously I would see him on like Vuzu and all of these shows, blah, 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 when he does PR and stuff. But like I saw him on this one music video and he was such a fucking cool cat. And I'm thinking, who is this cool kid? There's a pool.
Yeah.
And he's sipping on probably lean. I don't know what it was.
Who's
and homie is just this cool kid in this. And I'm thinking, I want all of it.
Don't you like guys with a good aura and a good vibe? They're just easy to gel with.
Joe, something special.
They're
something
not, they're
special
not Craig's, what is it?
Which one?
Bad fuck boy, what?
Fit fuck boy.
Yeah, they're not, they don't,
we're still
going to
get on
to
that
hashtag. They don't conform to that hashtag, but like, yeah. So the dude has literally written his story in the history books mm-hmm. of music. His first chapter, rather, as Smashes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which he was previously known as Another Cash Time Fam. He's now rebranded. It's called Zynga. I don't know. Like, he needs to explain what Zynga comes from.
Yeah, we need to know
from,
all about it.
What Zynga's about. But as Zynga, he's released an EP.
Because when I think Zynga, I'm thinking Zynga Wings.
Wings. That's what I'm saying. Is it the sauce, the fire?
I think he's just trying to tell us. Low key.
Low key combination.
Uzo Shisa. Won't be too much. We'll get all that. So he released an EP, which we just recently found out that EP means extended play. For those
we didn't know that, guys. We've been in this industry for the longest time. We just like, Googled today.
EP means extended play. So he released that. It's an 8-track. Is it 8, 10-track? Let me check quick. Yeah.
It can't be 10 tracks, because then it wouldn't be an EP anymore. According to Google. That's what I Googled. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Research team. Our research team's getting fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've been napping on the job.
Too much, ne? So yeah, the dude is in studio today. 7 tracks. He just corrected us. Yeah.
Supreme Being.
So 7 tracks. It's dope. I had a couple of tracks I'm gonna play.
Yeah, we actually listened to the whole EP on our way here.
Yeah.
So, and it was quite, I got into the car and I thought it was some international cat. So
it's too much.
You're on the right track, honey.
These days, everyone just sounds, you know, international. You just be like,
But don't
you know what other track I also thought was international was, okay, I can't remember, but it's cats
for me. Reason sounds quite international. I felt like he's just on
But what I'm saying is, don't you like the fact that the internet, like, our music has evolved to that point
to that
where
extent.
Now we are recognized as there's no difference. You can't say, oh, that's a South African artist, or you get what I'm saying?
Oh, accent will give it away, obviously.
Yeah, but the sound.
But the sounds, yeah, sounds world class. Yeah.
Speaking of sounds, let me give you a taste of this.
They should press, but we don't care. Always on the fence, we got no fear. Gotta get the check, we on the ground. See, moves we make, they got them shook. We land in the building, they give us looks. Gotta get the check, we on that grind.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, but ungasabi, loosely translated, no fear.
Yes.
Mr. Zynga, what do you do, buddy? Sir?
I'm how good. You? How you doing? How's everybody in the room?
Nice. We're good. I hope you're good.
And I'm all of a sudden craving Zynga wings, guys. Is it me? Is it me? Like, what's happening?
Oh, that was immediate.
Actually, on that note, you got to explain that to us.
True.
The transitioning, the
that.
Switching, the straight where we at.
It, no?
Yeah, no fun games here.
Sorry, the coffee is good.
Why the rebranding, baby?
I changed or enhanced or...
Oh, okay. I like that word.
I don't... Yeah, it happened...
You just evolved.
Yeah, so much so that I couldn't come back under the same name.
Wow.
Okay.
I just couldn't... have like given the credit to what I'm about to do now to who I used to be then.
Wow. Yeah, because I think about it, you know, when you create a brand, like I'm known as Craig or Sexy, and literally it's just who I am.
That's just your thing.
That's just my thing. You know, I can't imagine myself going back and saying I'm rebranding unless if it was worth it, because you've worked too hard to, you know, you harvested a lot of stuff behind, you know, the previous name of Smash It. Now you're coming back as Zynga. I'm just thinking Zynga Wing. So I'm just thinking, did you not lose a fair amount of clout and respect for what you used to be? I mean, are you not like perhaps confusing your...
Yeah, actually, good question. What are the consequences of the rebranding? Because I know we think about the greatness and, oh yeah, I'm going to become out this new person, totally new and rebranded and evolved. But like, no one ever speaks about the...
The schlep.
The confusion with the names
the
and
bullshit.
People going, but weren't you Mang Mang and now you're Mang Mang? So tell us about that.
First of all, let me explain the name, cause it was stupid. I said it in a verse, playing around, like something about being on fire or hot.
Okay,
and
got you.
Nicknamed Zinger Wings. And
got you.
It was nice in the flow. And yeah. It was 2012. It was fire. And then one of my friends joked about it. Was like, yo, what if we actually called you that?
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, and it was like, yeah, that would be crazy. And the same nigga who joked about it, the first thing he did when he saw me the next day was like,
called you,
hey, Zinger Wings. And it was like, it was funny. So it was a moment, and then they started calling me that.
Yeah. Wow.
So they've been calling me that since 2012. Like, everybody around me has been calling me that since 2012. So it wasn't even like I thought of like a gotcha. Brand
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, yo, I'm gonna.
So it was sort of organic.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The same with the first name, because I was Smash since high school. I got the name Smash
in
grade
10.
Yeah. I was Smash since high school. And then my older brother, because he's super swaggy, at some stage of the game was like, yo, Smashes. So I was like, oh, that's nice, because there's a lot of Smashes.
Yeah.
But I was the only Smashes.
But is
were
there
you
like
smashing a lot? Sorry, in those times.
Too much.
Is there like a?
Were you living up to your name?
Is there like a team? You know, is there like a team behind this? You know, because I'm just thinking, you're sounding like a guy that's sort of trying to. Are you winging it, or did you actually have like a epiphany where you had like PR or people to advise
you
on this transition?
I'm a natural.
Ah, winger. Yeah. Winger.
You feel me? It comes together.
Yeah.
it all makes sense. It's God's plan. I've always been winging it, like, to be honest with you. Even the Cash Time thing, the way that whole thing came to me was like super by chance. It was
balance.
Was the stars pretty much, cause
wow.
Started.
I had started rapping in like 2009, right? When I got to Joburg, cuz I had felt like I don't even want to be here. Because I was already cool as shit in KZN. I had taken over the city.
Yeah.
I had done it all. It was like, okay, I'm finally at the top. I'm that nigga in the city. This is me. And then my parents were like, nope. So my dad brought me out here because he liked my matric results, which he didn't think he was going to like. So he was like, you got to go to Vits, because this is, I didn't think you were going to do this. I'm like, nigga.
Come on.
And you came here to study, was it drama or something?
Yeah. Drama student. I've been a drama student since high school, actually. Since grade 10. Yeah.
So you connect.
Fabulous. We didn't know that about you.
I'm a natural.
We did.
Wow.
We actually did.
So when are you seeing you on TV?
Yeah, actually.
Is the thing that I
can't only after I'm the greatest rapper.
Okay, so that's where your heart is. That's sort of your,
you know. Because look at how much I've been through for it now.
Gotcha.
You know? Anyway, so I came here. So coming to Job, I didn't want to be here.
Wow, really?
So, yeah.
Because people want to come here. People come here with 20 bucks and 16 rand.
I didn't give not a single shit about it.
Because you were a cool kid in KZN, I mean.
I was done. It was a rap. So I was comfortable. I was building there. I was like, yo, I'm going to be that nigga. I didn't even want to rap at all. None of that had anything to do with
really?
Me. Yeah. I've always been a hip-hop kid, though.
Got
of
you.
Course.
Yeah.
But rap, I guess. I guess somewhere behind my head, somewhere I knew I can
do
that.
This.
Yeah, but because I listen to so much rap music, but so I decided to rap because I was like, I'm not gonna make any friends. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just gonna sit in my room, write these raps, rap them to my brother. Cause he likes rap. We all like rap music. Just to be like, yo, I can do this shit.
It was a hobby.
I literally was doing it just to make him feel like, oh, you the shit.
Wow. So it was never actually part of the plan. Man.
Okay. Wait then. What do you mean, KZN? If it was not for raps, like balance. Because now it seems we're skipping over this.
Yeah.
So
what was your claim to fame?
No, guys,
what is happening?
I still have to make a movie. If I tell the whole story now.
Yeah.
No, but we have to get exclusive snippets. I mean, there needs to be a benefit.
Like I said, I'm a natural, I think, just human being. So I guess it's always been easy for me to just
get loud.
Yeah.
What kind of cloud? You're still not answering me. What kind of cloud were you getting in KZN that you didn't want to let go of?
I would say the fact that he's really good looking.
Yeah,
was the, I mean, that's your gateway.
To be honest, that's always the gateway to my trouble.
Got you.
Like, even
but
when
to
I
your
came
success
here,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because even when I came here, that's the thing that got me out of the shell that I thought I was going to lock myself in.
Yeah.
Same thing when I went to PNB. When my mom moved me to PNB because I'm from Newcastle.
Yeah.
It was because it was getting ridiculous in Newcastle. So
wow.
She took me out of there. She was like, yo,
nope.
I'm throwing you all the way in PNB. I had never been to PNB. So I got there. I tried to do the same thing. I was like, okay, when I get here, I'm going to sit by myself. I'm going to be quiet. Wow. I'm going to just... And from like the first day, it was going on, and I was like, okay, no, I'm going to do it. And in 2 weeks, it was like,
it was
okay,
a wrap. You're like, nah.
Fuck it. I'm shit.
I'm a cool kid.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whatever.
So you've been finishing the months.
Yeah.
The what?
Because, like, you have eaten this question, and I'm not going to let it go.
No. The thing is, for me, it's never about finishing. The status quo is enough.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
I like this guy.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
the status quo does it all. It's never about finishing.
Shit.
You kind of remind me of this artist that we had yesterday. He sort of studied or is doing fashion design, but he's slash rapper. And I was just like, but that's such a contrast, because the two, studying drama is known as a very gay thing. You know, when people go study drama,
you would never see them
evolve to, you know, rapping and doing what you're doing and having the aura that you're doing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, did you learn anything, though, while you were still studying? I don't know if you completed or not.
No, I didn't complete.
But did you learn something? Did it contribute to you being...
Yeah, I think it contributes to my being a natural.
Okay. Because
it's like... I how do I say this? I know how to act without acting.
Okay, so are you acting now? Is this what you're
No,
I
mean...
Is this the real you right now?
I mean, I know how to act.
You know how to balance.
I'm situational, yeah.
Okay.
Because you watch situations, you learn situations.
I mean, you know
and,
how to adapt
into it and
smooth into it.
Yeah.
So, Smashes and then Zinga.
Yeah.
But within that, there was a period of getting silence or solitude.
Yeah.
So what was going on? What were you going through? Where were you at? Headspace?
Shit.
What? Yeah, like, unpack. The ones are going because we had Ulokuza. You know, like, guys, let's not front. We had Ulokuza. Umaraza is talking about depression is a real thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, who Smashes had good clout, good social media following. Like, niggas were known for raps. There was that video you did in the car lot a couple of years ago. Ngama Viano, was it Vito's or whatnot? And you were spitting some heavy bars.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing, Zinga's, Smashes like, nah, quietness. And then it comes with, like, no, I'm Zinga.
Mm-hmm.
Even the transition into Zinga was a bit. It didn't come out and say, yeah, Gorilla Vibes, I'm Zinga.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm still unsettled. I'm still, is this going to work as though? So what were you going through in that period?
A lot.
Unpack.
A lot of shit.
Unpack.
Shit, that's a very heavy question.
Yep.
Very heavy. What was the first piece? First piece I went through, I guess, was... What hurt? I guess I was hurt a bit.
Relationship or industry?
The game.
Industry wise, of course. Yeah.
What happened?
I take care of my relationships.
Yeah.
After smashing all of the hands,
you eat it all.
Lashes.
You eat it all.
I get you.
But listen, on a serious note, Zinga. So look, we've seen Ricky Rick take a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right after Back to the City, he announced that he's taking a break.
Mm-hmm.
We know that depression is very rife in this industry.
Very.
And to me, locally and internationally, when you say you're taking a break, that's code for I'm depressed. I need to find myself. I'm going through some things right now.
Yeah, usually.
Would you agree with that? Like with Ricky taking a break, I mean, we were all shook.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to stem from something. This guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he's depressed? What do you think is the process? And do you think that's the reason? Because we've seen international cats like Kid Cudi come out after taking years
off.
And they come back and like, guys, I just couldn't deal.
Yeah.
Is it the industry? Is it industry related?
The industry is very crazy.
It is. We know that.
Yeah.
But balance.
But it's absolutely very crazy. Like, it's crazier than you guys think you know it to be.
Okay. 'Cause,
like, the personal encounters are...
Can I ask you something straight? Mm-hmm. So we all trying to make it, right?
Yeah.
To a degree, do you have to sell your soul?
Yeah.
Okay.
To a degree. Not like on some...
Not from on Illuminati shit. No, but I'm just saying. Giving but of like everything yeah, you it's are. Like, it's morals like, are, you know, eroded.
Yeah, some people will try and... They've got like their own design of you in their mind. Like,
trying to...
Oh, this is how you're gonna... You know, and usually that's always been my biggest problem in this industry. It's because I'm so me... I that never want to let go of that. Yeah, and it's, for me, it's like...
You don't want to be altered.
This is what made me me.
Yeah, gotcha.
Don't ever, like...
Try to take that away.
Yeah, try and tell me how to do that. Like, I know how to do that. Tell me how to do everything else.
So, would you attribute that sense of clinginess, is such a word, yeah, to that period where you were quiet?
Yeah, so your moment when you were quiet, obviously...
What was going on?
You had to process a couple of things.
Yeah.
What are those things?
For me, right... what I had to sit with at the time, and I guess this is why it ended up with a name change, is okay, so this is all the shit that's going on around here, and then there's me, there's what I like, and then there's what the people like about me.
Yeah.
Mm. And
who am I in all of this?
You feel me?
Sure.
So I'm sitting there with that. At the time, it's like I'm 3 years in the game, probably.
And also, I want to point out, you didn't ask for this. This was not your plan, which is different here. So I can imagine how
you
that must have caught
you.
Oh, God.
You fucking get it.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is how I get signed, right? I go to, my brother's like, yo, let's do Season Scoop.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know it, right? I'm like, okay. We do it the first time. They're like, oh, shit, you fired. Come back next week. I come back again. We do it. Oh, my God. I come back third week. Fourth week, Tear Gas is there dropping their Catch Time mixtape. After the success of Darker Blue, killing it at the Summers, they drop a mixtape. And while they were dropping their mixtape, they were silently looking for
a member. Okay.
So I'm there.
Minding your business, for God's
sake.
I'm
just here to rap, you know? A fire verse. Yeah. And now I feel like I'm the shit here because they keep telling me to come back. So
yeah.
That day, I'm even there unprepared. I prepare my verse on the way, on the Black Bear. I get there. Caesar is worried because he knows they here for that. I have no idea. So he's like, yo, if you're not really sure, because I get there, I'm telling him about, I'm like, yo, I'm not really prepared.
Wow.
But I've got, so he's like, yo, if you're not really, I'm like, nigga, let me rap. So I rap, I kill it. KO was like, yo, that was fire, whatever. I'm like, yo, can I get a pick? That's all I wanted.
Oh, shit.
I get the pick, whatever. So calls me like a month later, randomly at night. Yo, what's going on? This is like at 10 p.m. And he talks to me like he's known me for like years. I'm like, yo, who is it? I'm trying to... He's like... Somewhere 10 seconds into the call, like, yeah, it's KO, this, that, and that.
Wow.
So this is what we're doing, this, that, and that. So even with that, I winged that situation as well. Because over the phone, he's like, yeah, you fired, this, that, and that. I'm thinking, yo, this guy's going to ask me for a verse.
Mm-mm-mm.
My life is great. This nigga's like, he's trying to sign me. I'm like, oh, my God. Whatever. So have you ever rapped in Vernac before? No, not ever. What are you? I'm Zulu. Come here, you can do it. You the one, we'll figure it out. I'm like, alright. We do it.
Do
I'm smashes. Boom. We're making an album. X is here. AB's here. Goodbye. Oh shit. And then now I'm in the industry. Okay. Oh shit. Pictures, interviews, whatever, whatever.
Hands.
And then awards and. Oh shit, here we are, and then in the middle of nowhere. So I had to sit down for a bit.
What was the moment?
This is just before what? Karakara, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. That's when shit was a bit weird. Excuse me.
With your crew or just like internally?
Yeah, internally in the squad, shit got a bit weird. That's a whole nother story. I don't.
No.
Yeah, that's whatever.
We about you.
So, Halt, I. What the fuck has been going on
for the past three
years since
four
I
years.
Left high school? Like,
wow.
Yeah, that's when reality
shit.
Hits.
Yeah. Like, what the. It's like.
And it's a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Okay, so I sit down, like, I'm not worried at the time. I'm like, okay, so.
I can do this.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds very deep, eh?
Like, it was heavy.
You know, I think for me, I'm just going to interject very quickly because producer Job is not listening. You know, I'm being like, I look like.
Everyone wants to ask something, you know? Me too. I'm like, I have a ton of questions. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I just want to ask one thing because I listened to your track, Still Alive. Mm-hmm. And you've been giving us, like, if I listened to this podcast, I wouldn't really get exactly where you're coming from. But I looked at your lyrics and I'm like, okay, there's a verse there that says, I got my source right again. And the maniac, niggas went from trying to kill me, now they're trying to. Question mark again. And the nigga that they all trying to be, and now I'm better making everything. Just briefly, I mean, that's
okay. Where did you get that quote? It's not that accurate. That's why
obviously I'm, because we don't understand. But
what
it's
part of the song is that.
but you know, I'm trying to get is
that part of the
still
song.
Alive means for me it means that you are. I'm still here. I've been through the most. I'm still here.
On Still Alive, what I'm saying actually is that, and I'm just, there's a lot of credit that I left on the table in the game.
Yes.
You know, because let's get one thing all the way out the way from jump. I am that nigga.
For starters, let's get that out the way. Yeah.
I am that nigga.
Yeah.
And I've never wanted to take that because I always felt like, yeah, okay, so it's already so loud. This shit is already so loud. So
yeah.
let me just
mute.
Let's just let this shit happen.
Yeah.
But people are trying to act like I'm not that nigga. Mm. So that's why the return has a bit of a,
sort of a vengeance, like a bona.
That's why it's like,
yeah,
niggas went from trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Now they try and co-sign again. I'm the nigga that they all try and be, and now I'm back to make it evident. Relevance is your kind of thing, and I do it to be great. Sure. I do it to be GOAT with a ghost by the crib. Still one of the most, and you doing it to clone how I did it, and I'm doing it to show you how I live.
You've
gotcha.
See the difference between...
Gotcha.
We got you.
It's too much.
Sure.
So that's where the fire came back with Zinger.
Yeah. I think at some point towards like the third year of my silence, I realized that I was never trying to be cool.
Yeah, and I get that sense.
I was never doing it to try and be cool.
It was never for clout.
What was cool was me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh.
And you've been cool since KZN.
I was like,
he's been owning the streets.
Yeah. Let me just do the shit. That's why the Zinger thing. That's why I didn't do it with. Zinger.
Yes.
Rebranded. I'm here. PR. Let's put me on screen. Give me a front page, and I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay,
because for me, it's all about.
Before.
This is my thing. Like.
Yeah. Absolutely. Got
before
you.
We serve them with more fire that you produced, I just want to get this right, Zinger. Coming back as Zinger. Right, cool as you are and reserved as you are, leaving your clout, rebranding and coming back. Like, I'm more interested in the psyche. Don't you have fears? Don't you have doubts? Don't you have? Because even then, when you came back, the industry like
evolved. Brad, it was 3 years. You were after 3 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot happened in those 3 years.
What's going, like, what are you going through to say?
Do you know where my comfort is?
I'm
going
to get through this.
My comfort is in the fact that the shift that you see, the game take, was because of me.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, on that note.
Please.
So.
No, on that note. Oh, when I say I got smoke, everything is still in my. Talking about the hell of mine. I got the juice. I think I'm hell of mine. Everything is looking hell of mine. Skinny jeans. It's looking hell of mine.
jiggy, nigga, living everything. Nigga, tell the truth. You think I'm hella mine? Everything is looking hella mine. Look at the press. I think it's 7 a.m. I think my mommy's about to make some air, man. I got scared. I'll see you later, man. I praise the Lord and never say a man. Please don't let me go. Don't let me tell a man. Cause I don't sing it when I tell a man. I don't never lie. Don't ever take a man. Cause I'm on the nigga to get it now. Shit, I'm unforgiving. And I'm apologetic. Don't need no favors, I know how to get it. I just gotta do it. Me and my squad are ready. I met this mommy, so she tryna get it. Try to introduce her. She knew my squad already. We cat and mouse and playing Tom and Terry. Shit, I might just do it. I might be tryna get it. I got you bitch niggas looking Tyler Perry. Time to get it.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And we hella, hella main.
Can I break down that joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I love that song. That's like, that's my favorite song. That joint, right? This is how it happened. This is how, for me, I always prove I'm the greatest to myself, right? So, that song is so special to me because the reason why I even delivered it like that, or the reason why it's even called Hella Main, is because for the night, that's just how I was talking. Literally.
What?
I don't know. I do that sometimes. I get into characters that I just...
Okay.
That's how I have the slang that I created that has become the whole country's language to speak. It's things like that. So on that night, that's how I was talking. It's like, where were we going? I don't know where we're going. Yeah, we're in PTS or something. So everything that was going on, I was like,
I'm a rapper.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Yo, let's go to the shop, man. You know, that's how I was talking. So we go out, we get something to smoke. We come
with some grams.
So we come back. The beat comes on. And then I did that. I got the juice.
You come
everything
back,
is stellar, mine. Like, I'll never again rap like that because...
It was perfect for that time.
I don't think anybody is that on time with their music.
Sure.
It's like, how I'm feeling right now is literally going to go onto the mic right now.
Mm.
And it's like what I was saying to you while the joint was playing. Like, by the time I started doing the part, look at the wrist.
Mm.
I think it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It was literally 7 a.m.
Sure.
After hectic night of party.
After the whole night.
Some grams.
Chilling, you know, talk, conversation, politicking. And then at some stage, we're making music. And I was literally thinking about, oh shit, I haven't spoken to my girl all night. I disappeared at some point in the night because I got lost in this shit. So that's why it's like, I think my mommy's about to make some man. I got to scream, meaning I got to go.
Yeah.
I'll see you later, man. I praise the Lord and never say amen. Please don't let me do it. Don't let me tell him, man. Because I don't sing it when I tell him, man. I don't never lose.
Gotcha. Oh my God!
Only on the Urban Culture Drive do you get so much sauce.
Yeah.
Damn.
So for me, it's like, I don't know. I can't ever feel like anybody's better than me.
You shouldn't.
I can't ever. It's like, I've never seen that from anybody else. Like, I've never seen anybody be able to make me feel what they were feeling at that exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas are always telling stories. And stories that sound similar to stories you've heard before. So it's like, that's cool.
Is it part of the creative process when you make music that
literally you don't sleep. You just get into it as and when you feel like it. Or was this the one joint that happened?
No, for me, that's how I've been living ever since Cash Time, since like 2012. You know why? Because of how I got signed. And then I was worried about, because for me, with everything I do, I always want to be the best.
Yeah.
Like, I always want to be at the top of whatever it is. In high school, with whatever I was doing there, I was front line of whatever it
is. Frontier.
So, I'm in the studio all night, and it's become the lifestyle. That's just how I live.
Let's give you another opportunity to be at the top with the next segment.
Are you ready for that?
No.
Cough. The cough.
We're going to step into Craig. We're going to step into Craig. We're going to step into Craig.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
This is Evan J. Chad to Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my cash.
Oh my God! All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus.
What
aspect.
Was that?
Oh, hell no.
That's our next segment.
Yeah.
And it's called
Ask a Gay with Craig was Sexy.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
We're trying to demolish all forms of homophobia.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
Let's demolish.
I think for those gay fans, for those who are out there with Zinger/smash it, but not
who literally
Zinger,
just want to smash you.
You know what I mean?
Like, they look at you and they're like, I want to tap
and
that.
The thing is, he's taken. He's in love. If you go through his Instagram,
no,
you'll see.
It's fine.
No, and the hand
not
is
an
hot.
Issue.
Elle is hot, guys. I follow her. She's hot. You know what
you
I mean?
You follow her?
Of
who
course.
Is it?
That's fire.
You know, it's just like a private fire.
Why we do research, like, we go to the
you guys
depth.
Do you understand? Really
you know what I mean? But anyway, since the show is about album rapper, you guys know how I feel about rappers. I always feel like the music game is changing, and we feel like a lot of rap music now is evolved, that it's inclusive of different kinds of culture, you know, different personalities and so forth. And I just want to know, from your perspective, would you ever collaborate with a gay artist? You know, there are gay artists out there. I mean, we've got your Sunisa, who's just... I mean, you know what I mean? We rule. We run the world.
Yeah, gays are there. It's a real thing.
We make you look the way you do. I know that in 2011, you were a fan of Gucci. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you still a fan of Gucci? Is it Adidas now?
I just like looking nice.
But anyway, I've got a few questions to ask. These are very quick. So we just want to get to know you a little bit more.
Okay.
So the topic is not necessarily focused on being gay or whatever. We just want to give our gay fans, you know, a little bit about
a bit
you.
Of life. Okay.
So you've got like 2 seconds to just give me one answer quick. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
So if you had to travel, would it be New York or Paris?
Paris.
Romantic, aren't you? It's because you're in love.
Yeah, probably.
KFC or chicken licking? Zinger wings.
KFC.
Staying true to the brand.
Yeah.
Fancy restaurant or picnic out at?
Picnic.
Ah, dude, this guy's in love. Ah, guys, it's over.
Yeah, he's
Candace,
whooped.
If you had to be gay.
I can't even shoot my shot.
Exactly.
If
you had to be gay, would you be top or bottom?
Yeah.
Give or receive?
That's a real question.
That is a real question.
Culture.
How do I answer a question without being offensive?
No,
it's.
I have no idea. I've never imagined that. And it's tough too, because.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll say it's a bottom. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
We'll give him.
Yeah, you guys can nominate me for whatever you feel I'm okay for in that category.
Definitely a bottom.
Tell her what you must. Tell her what you must.
And the chicken,
you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
If you had all your money, if you had a lot of money, right? Assuming that money was no problem, okay?
Yes.
Would you go for a Merc? Would you go for a Jeep? Because these two have different personalities.
Oh, shit. That means it's the highest level of each, right?
Absolutely.
It would have to be a Merc.
Ah.
Because what's the highest level Jeep?
I know, guys. Jeep is what you play
around
with.
Yeah, but what's
with?
The highest level
SRT.
Jeep?
Yeah.
And what's the highest level?
Yes.
You feel me?
I see you. I see you. We know you're all about the show,
aren't you? The right. thing is, you got to make everything you do look good.
Okay, cool. You're out with your boys and with your lovely lady, which mm-hmm. we love. Al, shout out.
Yes.
After a night out, you guys smoke weed or have a cigarette? If you have to choose, I mean, like...
It's oh, if
like,
we have to choose?
Yeah, it's not like you do it, you know, like...
We got to do the weed.
Yeah,
we got to roll up.
Sizer, you know Sizer.
Roll up.
It's the weed, yeah, you know. Yeah. It's giving that kind of vibe, you know.
Roll up.
All right, okay, fine. So you chilled out with your niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to go to a neighbor goods market or farmers, something very chilled. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have that in KZN, but here we do.
I've seen it.
You know what I mean? Would you wear All-Stars? Okay, mm-hmm. or would you wear one of those Nike flats?
Nike flats.
I see you.
Okay.
No, no, I like that. I like this guy. Yeah. He's got, you know what I mean? And tell me what's up with this thing about, you know, as gays, we love a man with tattoos. So I see you got a spider on your left.
That's the thing.
You know, what is that all about?
Another crazy story.
No, keep it short.
You got a minute for that
story.
A minute? Yeah. Okay, that's bad.
Okay.
I just got it.
And then
later, the meaning came to me.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one I like is the one where you written thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah.
In inverted commas, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, I wasn't praying enough at the time.
I see you. Man, you sound like you've been through a lot, but, you know, we're just always excited to have sexy guests around the show. You know what I mean?
I'm a sexy guest.
Absolutely. So gay clout, start following, because I'm seeing a lot of gay people aren't following you. And I have clout, so
yeah, I need
guys,
to get some gay guys.
I think I need to follow you back. So
you know what I mean?
So we can engage.
You know, and
you back with
me. Wait, when I follow you back, what am I? My bottom or...
I love this guy.
It's great. It's right here.
So you know what? Every time we have the show, we always say that we have like a muhu of the week or mm-hmm. a muhu of the moment.
Who's our muhu of the week?
Muhu of the moment. Not even the week. Because these days, moment. I get away here every day.
Oh yeah, Konje.
Things have evolved. You know, your bank balance must be. Is it?
It ain't.
All right.
That shit's long zero. Yes.
Muhu of the moment is there was a police brutality that I saw in Mathtown where these cops saw these gay guys having sex. And they literally
live.
Did the most live.
Oh, know? In the car. In and the then car. They took a video. Yes,
a video.
I remember,
so I feel like, you know what?
So demeaning.
I get the fact that, you know.
God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean.
And the cop's like, what the fuck
are
you doing?
Cops.
This is a man.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like cops. Sort of like scolding him. Yep.
Those guys were supposed to be arrested for public indecency, not because of what they were doing. I mean, how many times have I had
you guys
sex in a car?
Live.
I guys. No.
Have I had sex in a car?
Yes.
No, answer.
No, but
excuse me, want to
answer. It's
of course.
I'm the Lord of the Jig in real life.
No!
All right, our hero of the moment, I have to give it to you. Had anything happened to my girl, Patricia DeLeo?
Yes, I was, yes. My girl
is back, still mayor of Cape Town.
As the mayor of Cape Town.
We are super proud. The gays are proud of you. The coloreds are proud of you. Even those from El Dorado. Even Abu Mrepa.
I'm proud of you.
You're
yes,
representing
Patty.
Half black, so
thank
we
you,
are.
Sis Patty.
Thank you, Sis Patty.
For fighting.
I would have missed that name, you know. DeLeo.
They're going to counter this thing.
You know what I mean? Anyway, that's Ask a Gay with O-Sexy. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank
Woo!
You to our Zinger rapper for being
Shout
Zinger
out to
wings.
All the gays out there. Follow me back.
Awesome. Where should they follow you back? What's your Twitter handle? What's your Insta?
Zinger_LOTJ. The LOTJ stands for Lord of the Jig.
Oh yeah!
Oh,
now we know.
Look, we have an incredible research team here at Cliff Central, but no one could find Lord of the Jig. So you're
the first team getting fired.
They're incredible.
We're gonna fire the whole fucking research team.
Rebrand.
You need awesome. A different
Thanks
level of incredible
up.
From me.
Awesome, guy.
I hide a lot of shit in plain sight.
You've been a G.
You're gonna be exposed right after this.
Smash. Marry, so
yeah.
Take it from here, babe.
Smash or marry?
Yes.
This is the most exciting part of the show. Sorry, guys.
Now, this one.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Car check in the morning so I can get a little bit more of your love.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we're
going to play a little game called Smash or Marry. I hope you
quickly
are ready.
To my girl, if you're listening, I think you can get back to work now.
Just switch it off.
Hey, go back to work, babe. Shout out for tuning in.
So it's smash or marry. I'm going to throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you smash or marry. It's gender fluid and it's quick play. But have fun with it. Everyone gets to play so no one feels singled out. It's a really cool game. So I'm going to start with you, Zenga. I'm going to jump right into it with Zotwa Wabantu. Smash or marry?
Smash.
All right. Craig or Sexy?
Yes.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, marry. Like, he's got money. Correct. He's got money. And he's not bad looking.
Job, the Olsen twins. Now. Wow. Not when they were younger. Now, when they're in
the new ones.
Yes. The rebranded ones.
Not the rebranded ones.
No, the very rebranded ones. Those ones that look old.
I'll smash.
Okay, obviously you're going to have both. So, yeah, positions.
Like, what's the position? Manager toi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. So. Zynga. KO. Smash or marry.
Shit.
And would you be top or bottom?
No, we already know that answer.
Rappers always get
we already know the answer to that.
Oh, yeah, good to say bottom, man.
This is the one time rappers don't have bars in this game.
Yes.
They keep, like, dish, bar, gone.
I'd have to marry him.
Why?
Because I think marriage is about love. So... I think we can have that love, you know.
You love the brew
from
okay,
got you
from fabulous. The elbow length, you know. We can put our rings on,
got
and
you.
Sleep in different rooms for the rest of our lives.
Craig,
yes.
So you know there was a meme of a guy that said Yena Ayakweni.
Yes,
that guy. Smash or marry?
Yena Ayakweni.
I'm Ayakweni, mara. I'm lava inila.
So, yeah, smash or marry, Craig?
Smash, yes.
Smash.
Joe, the girl from DVD Elani, that girl.
That one?
Yeah, from that viral smash. Video.
Smash.
Okay, smash. I don't. Never mind. Zynga, I really want to throw you off, man, but I feel like you always recover so well. So, let's say Scoop.
Marketing.
Why you told me so many niggas?
That's not the game code.
Where's the fires?
Okay, wait, let's take that back. You no, want a hand? Please. Skolopat.
What?
Yep.
Who? Yeah. Skolopat the girl.
You don't know Skolopat? That should speak for.
Okay, so that's a smash and pass, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
mean, can someone just Google
whatever I'd have to do with that, I think.
You do right
I'll
there.
See counsel about it and whatever they say.
I don't know, was it the recent. Which awards was it? Summers, Metro FM like, Awards? She came in like a meat dress.
I don't give that a shit lady. About anything, okay. To be honest.
But so. You're going
to
smash that, though.
Yeah.
Whatever comes.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you for that,
you
Craig.
Definitely want to marry that.
Yeah. Craig O'Sexy, yes. Donatella Versace.
Marry, but is.
Is it because of the bag again?
No, it's because she's. Yeah, obviously, but also you, guys.
She's had a lot of work done. Yeah.
Her boobs are like 5 meters after her, so it's like.
Tragic.
Donatella, if you're listening in, we do apologize. We still want to have you on the show. Please don't. The views of this station is not reflected by us right now.
Like nice.
Anyway, so Craig, you said what is
smash?
A good old smash. Drunk smash. Okay, so Job, let's go. Let's keep it local. No. Actually, Justin Bieber. When he was about 16.
Yeah, before the dick editing.
Yo, guys. But
baby. Let's say no, when he just broke into the industry. So it was about 14.
Mary.
Okay.
Just for safety.
And let's do last round. So this is going really fun. So I want to know your best mate right here.
Yes.
Smash or marry? You guys will have something nice to talk about off your way.
I'm
going to
marry all the niggas. Let me just
but
put
you
it
know
out
that implies
right
constant
now.
Smashing. That
no,
means everyday smashing no. When you're marrying these people.
Nah. People get married for all sorts of reasons. There's people that get married to get like,
what?
You know,
right,
IDs.
So
in
you
the go
marry your nigga.
I marry my nigga, we do it for the bag. Or whatever we do it for, we'll figure it out.
Craigo Sexy, last one, Jay-Z.
Marry, that's easy.
Cause guap, right? I need to come up with better things for you. Cause you finna marry only for guap here.
Just like you.
of course. True. Seize with Lomo. And
where are the fire mommy?
Don't forget the bow patch.
As a wrap up, I'm on. Wrap it up.
And smash.
Smash.
Okay, great.
But Candace, when Skumba.
I make the rules here. Skumba, I'll smash.
Shafan.
Who?
Zomis is dead.
Okay. Who's that?
Okay, Zomis is mom.
Fuck you. I'll smash if I need to answer.
Zinger.
Oh God, smash and marry. Yeah.
Candace?
With, I'll go squin, like.
Zena, Candace?
Fuck it up.
And just like that, we're going to have our final words. What's your final word? My brother's been lovely.
It's been dope.
Thank you. You guys are the coolest. Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Final words. I'm the greatest.
To ever do it.
Yeah, facts. God is the greatest. You guys are the greatest.
Love it, ladies.
Drama's the greatest. More jig. Jiggy nigga living every day. Facts on facts on facts.
Yo, don't you wanna
just like everyone wrap it up? No final words for my
he said it for us.
Now yeah, listen to this. Fire. CliffCentral.com.